Now we have here in the first two chapters, we have first Hannah's prayer and answer and the birth of Samuel. Now I shall begin reading here, and this is quite a lesson in pronunciation here, but I'll try to get through this first verse. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. Now we start off on the wrong foot. And I know that there'll be people saying, oh, this means God approves of this. No, my friend, if you read this record aright, you'll find out God didn't approve of it. The fact that certain things are recorded in Scripture does not mean God approves of them, or sometimes actually God does not disapprove. He merely has given you the facts concerning history and persons and events. And so you find that the lie of Satan is recorded in Scripture, but that doesn't mean God approves it. In fact, God very definitely disapproved of it. And you find the sin of man, sin of Adam, sin of Abraham, and the sin of others. God didn't approve of Abraham. You will recall taking that maid Hagar, and God showed his disapproval. Fact of the matter is, the sin of Abraham, the fruits of it are still in existence. You see, that boy Ishmael is the father of the Arabians and a very fine Arab guide who took me to the city of Jericho. He told me, he says, Dr. McGee, you forget that we Arabs are also the sons of Abraham. And you know that he was right about that. God didn't approve of that. Look what's happening today and has happened in that land. God does not approve. Now, because Elkanah had two wives doesn't mean God approves it. Fact of the matter, they were having trouble in the family, real trouble, which is evident that God wasn't blessing at this particular time at all. Now he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah. The name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. My friend, that's going to cause a problem in the families, you can see. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And that disturbed me for a long time. Why in the world did Samuel have to tell us that the sons of Eli were there at the tabernacle? And later on we'll find out. And the reason is this. Going up to worship God at the tabernacle wasn't all that you might suppose that it might be. Actually, it was a dangerous place to be because these sons of Eli, they were sons of Belial. Well, they were the sons of the devil, if you please. It wasn't a very nice atmosphere to go into. I believe that sometimes that the worst place you can be is in church, and probably the most dangerous place for you. I hear people say about the upper room, oh, if I could only been up in the upper room, how wonderful that would have been. Would it? Do you know who was in that upper room? He wasn't invited, but he was there. We're told that the devil, Satan, had entered into this man Judas. Satan was there in the upper room. That was the most dangerous place in Jerusalem at that time to be. And so going up to worship God had its problems, had its difficulties in that day, and there was evil present there. And it's interesting that this is mentioned at this particular juncture.